The Wind-Up Bird Chronicle by Haruki Murakami, page 10 to 11. I was loading groceries into the refrigerator when the phone rang. The ringing seemed to have an impatient edge to it this time. I had just ripped open a plastic pack of tofu, which I set down carefully on the kitchen table to keep the water from spilling out. I went to the living room and picked up the phone.
"You must have finished your spaghetti by now," said the woman.
"You're right, but now I have to go and look for the cat."
"That can wait for 10 minutes, I'm sure. It's not like cooking spaghetti."
For some reason, I couldn't just hang up on her. There was something about her voice that demanded my attention. "Okay, but no more than 10 minutes.
"Now, we'll be able to understand each other,"
she said, with quiet certainty. I sensed her settling comfortably into a chair and crossing her legs. "I wonder," I said, "what can you understand in 10 minutes?
10 minutes may be longer than you think," she said.
"Are you sure you know me?"
"Of course I do. We've met hundreds of times."
"Where? When?"
"Somewhere. Sometime,"
she said.
"But if I went into that, 10 minutes would never be enough. What's important is the time we have now. The present. Don't you agree?"
"Maybe, but I'd like some proof that you know me."
"What kind of proof?"
"My age, say?"
30,
she answered at once.
30 and 2 months. Good enough?"
That shut me up. Obviously, she did know me, but her voice meant nothing to me at all.
"Now it's your turn,"
she said, her voice seductive.
"Try picturing me from my voice. Imagine what I'm like. My age, where I am, how I'm dressed. Go ahead."
"I have no idea," I said.
"Oh, come on,"
she said.
"Try."
I looked at my watch. Only 1 minute and 5 seconds gone. "I have no idea," I said again.
"Then let me help you,"
she said.
"I'm in bed. I've just come out of the shower, and I'm not wearing a thing."
"Oh, great. Telephone sex."
"Or would you prefer me with something on? Something lacy? Or stockings? Would that work better for you?"
"I don't give a damn. Do what you like," I said. "Put something on if you want to. Stay naked if you want to. Sorry, but I'm not interested in telephone games like this. I've got a lot of things I have to..."
10 minutes,
she said.
10 minutes won't kill you. It won't make a hole in your life. Just answer my question. Do you want me naked? Or with something on? I've got all kinds of things I could put on. Black lace panties..."
"Naked is fine."
"Well, good. You want me naked?"
"Yes, naked. Good. 4 minutes.
"My pubic hair is still wet,"
she said.
"I didn't dry myself very well. Oh, I'm so wet. Warm and moist and soft. Wonderfully soft and black. Touch me."
"Look, I'm sorry, but..."
"And down below, too. All the way down. It's so warm down there, like butter. So warm. And my legs. What position do you think my legs are in? My right knee is up, and my left leg is open just enough. Say, 5 past 10 on the clock?"
I could tell from her voice that she was not faking it. She really did have her legs open at 10:05, her sex warm and moist.
"Touch the lips,"
she said.
"Slowly. Now, open them. That's it. Slowly. Slowly. Let your fingers caress them. Oh, so slowly. Now with your other hand, touch my left breast. Play with it. Caress it upward. And give the nipple a little squeeze. Do it again. And again. And again. Until I'm just about to come."
Without a word, I put the receiver down. Stretching out on the sofa, I stared at the clock and released a long, deep sigh. We had been talking for close to 6 minutes. The phone rang again 10 minutes later, but I left it on the hook. It rang 15 times. And when it stopped, a deep, cold silence descended on the room. That was The Wind-Up Bird Chronicle by Haruki Murakami.